Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com. It is November 4th, 2021. I do not usually do Thursday night shows, but we have a lot of unfortunate news to report today. WWE released numerous talent, like just tons of talent. We're going to go through them today. I thank you all for being here. I hate that it's under these circumstances. I just hate that this is happening. WWE did their quarterly call, touted how much money they made today, released a bunch of people. Seems to be the trend. It seems like the days of talent hoarding are gone. But we're going to talk about this. We're going to really dive deep into this. I want to clarify a couple things, a few things. If your question is, are there more cuts coming? I don't know the answer to that. Please don't ask that. I don't know the answer. If you're going to be in our chat and you're going to trash someone or you're going to celebrate somebody losing their job, you're going to get banned. That's not what we're about here. Find another show. You can do that somewhere else. That's not what we're doing. Take your TEW hat off for a minute. These are real people with real jobs, real dreams, losing their income, losing their way of life. Don't do that anymore. If you guys want to send super chats, like Brian just did, you're more than welcome to. I won't necessarily encourage it. We got Omar Diaz who sends a less nice one, isn't happy with this company. We will not necessarily encourage that, but there's a lot to this. Also, we will not paywall somebody getting released. I promote FightfulSelect.com. That is our lifeblood. There will not be news of who gets fired behind a paywall ever for Fightful. It'll either be on the site or on Twitter. That's just the nature of it. We will have supplemental information about these releases, what led to them, how some people feel about them on FightfulSelect.com. So if you want to get that information, FightfulSelect.com has more exclusive news than anywhere before. But this person has been released by WWE. That will never be behind a paywall. Hope you guys understand. A little bit different. I'd feel a little bit dirty doing that. So, oh boy, let's get into these releases. Main roster, NXT. We do have some super chats that I want to get to because the chat is wild right now. Oscar says, notwithstanding the very shit news, I think Ember Moon would do wonders in AEW's women division. Hope they can sign her. That will be tackled. That much, I assure you. Oh boy. Toon77 says, can't believe how much high-level talent WWE has released this year alone. Enough to start a brand new company. This is just depressing. You could run a whole company off of who has been released since April of last year. But we're going to get into everybody that has been released. Let's start pretty well at the top of this. Nia Jax, probably the most accomplished person that they released. Nia Jax has held the Raw Women's Championship, the Tag Team Championship as well. She has been there for, I think, 7 years now, has been an integral figure in that division for better or for worse. She was written off TV by Shayna Baszler and was set to miss an undisclosed amount of time. Now, she did not come into WWE with a huge wrestling background. She is now 37, which plenty young within the WWE world and the pro wrestling world. But Bezos says WWE actively need women in their tag and women's division, yet they release a majority of them. Where's the thinking? Oh, right, there is none. There is none. And not only did they need more teams, they added a new set of title belts. No set of title belts. Crazy Cruiserweight says, please do a better job telling who is in a faction. No disrespect, but Katrina Cortez and Electra Lopez are two different people. Thanks, Sean. Hey, we'll do better. The news was coming in fast and furious. My apologies. I think you'll be all right. I think everybody will be all right. That is a very minute thing to bitch about. I think we're all going to be okay. Nia Jax has always been fairly protected within the realm of WWE. What we saw of her was probably the most exposed and vulnerable that we had seen from a WWE situation with Nia Jax before, when she got stomped out by Shayna Baszler. And I definitely didn't think a release was coming. I thought she would be there as long as she wanted. She had that scuffle with Charlotte in the ring earlier this year. She has had plenty of situations where wrestlers did not feel necessarily safe, but she had been a long time wrestler there. I don't know what's in her future. Who knows what she'll want to even do? Strong Style says, hours before this, they announced their third quarter revenue numbers. It is at $255.8 million. Operating income was at $64 million. Thanks for the coverage. I thank you very much for being here. And Daniel says, this sucks. I appreciate your work on today's light today. I always say that I'd rather cover shitty wrestling than anything else. I wouldn't rather do this than anything else. This sucks. These days really blow, and they hurt, and it hurts for a lot of people. A lot of people that you all care about within that company who you might not even think, they do care, and they're going through a tough time right now. Yes, please support the release through merch and on socials. I'll try to leave as little dead air about on this. This is obviously a lot to take in. Let's go after the next name, Keith Lee. Enigma 316 says, on the plus side, this heralds the long-awaited return of Limitless Keith Lee. Wherever he may end up, I look forward to supporting these talents. Oh, man. Apologies. I've got the asthma. Keith Lee, like, what more can you say about the situation surrounding Keith Lee than has been said already? My God, man. It's just, this guy has so much, and they went out of their way to not let him do what made him popular. They went out of their way to do, to have him work the opposite of what made him special. And I don't want to lump Mia Yim in there with him, but it is very similar. Mia Yim, obviously, you know, there's a connection there, a relationship there. They brought her up and they didn't use her at all this year. And there's so much that we can go in there. James Tyler says the offices of 2K are probably on fire right now. They aren't happy about this. Colt says, do you think Yim's release has to do with Twitch and Cole and Lee asked for it? No news yet. I don't think it has to do with Twitch. There's some other stuff there. I'm trying to keep up with these super chats while still talking about this, guys, but obviously that's not the big priority. And Phoenix says, I know you don't want to be positive about people being released, but I am often excited to see what these amazing talents can do without WWE chains on. And Keith Lee has a lot of connections. And Mia Yim has a lot of connections. If Mia Yim wants to go back to Impact, she can go back to Impact, I'm sure. There's a lot of places that will want them. And Keith Lee never got a fair shake. Never got a fair shake. And not only did Mia Yim not get a fair shake, she didn't get a shake. She didn't get a shake at all. She hasn't been on the show this year. Alicia says, sad because a few weeks ago I super chatted about being fearful about releases since the earnings call was coming up. Kevin says, sucks once again. My bright side is at some point we're going to see Keith Lee and Shane Taylor back together, even if it's a one-off. Oh my God. That was lost on me. So Shane Taylor, now a free agent. A lot of people don't even remember. Keith Lee and Shane Taylor from ROH, they were a team. And they were a very, very overlooked team. Matt Reichel says, with all the releases, independent wrestling is going to be the strongest it's ever been. Yeah, I think we're heading towards a bust. Or a boom, rather. Not a bust. An eventual bust, but a boom. Damian Fraser says, Van Vliet, Paquette, Talk is Jericho are going to be busy in 90 days' time. You don't have to wait 90 days to talk to people who have been released. You can talk to them immediately. We had our interview up with Chelsea Green in like 3 days. JoJo says, WWE, Vince does not make new stars. People always say, let it play out. Look at Keith Lee. He'll find work elsewhere. He's special. AEW has a lot of issues with diversity and representation. And another name, Ember Moon, got released today. You can say what you want about her promo ability in the ring. When you can do the types of things that Ember Moon can do, you find a way to make it work. If you've listened to one of my Q&A shows on Fightful Select for, gosh, probably the last 2 or 3 years, when anybody says, if you could take one person from the WWE roster and put them on the AEW roster and unlock potential, who would it be? And I've said Ember Moon every time. She's a veteran in the ring. She is good in the ring. She can lead a lot of people. She is the type of person you want to have on your team. I think she is going to get picked up by AEW if she wants. I would be shocked if she doesn't get signed by AEW. I'd be shocked if Keith Lee isn't offered. Bezos says they feel the most bad for Ember. Her final 3 years from 2018 to now is just depressing. Imagine fighting back from a career-threatening injury to this. Yes, incredibly sad. Incredibly sad stuff. There are some not-so-sad stuff. Grand Metalik asked for his release. Profits versus Profit says, let's celebrate it, getting his wish. Incredible talent. I don't think Lince Dorado asked for his release. He was released. I reached out to Lince Dorado. He seems to be all right, determined, all that. Lucha House Party, separately, collectively, as a trio even, will do just fine. You want to talk about standing out on an indie scene? Oh, buddy, wait till those three pop up in your GCWs, in your PWGs. Yes, this is Stinky Poopy. Shauna says, I find it in poor taste. They release talent and announce how much money they make. It is a bummer. It is. Breaking Gervais says, I know it was super popular, but Cross is probably my favorite wrestler in NXT. Probably the last of me watching WWE. Thanks, Sean. And Alexander says, thanks for doing the work. The reactions to multiple pairs of significant others both being released. That is a bummer. I can tell you, John Morrison didn't know about this until it hit the internet, and it wasn't even sure then. Like, this is Mia Yim and Keith Lee both getting cut, Scarlett and Cross both getting cut. So let's talk about Scarlett and Cross. Cross, massively protected within NXT. Triple H was a huge fan of him. But As you guys have learned, and as I've said on the show, I have talked to wrestlers, and they have said, once you leave NXT, you are no longer one of Triple H's kids anymore. And obviously right now, we're hoping, wishing for Triple H to get better. He's got as little say as he has ever had. He had more say when he was in the ring than he has right now as he's recovering. Guys, please be patient with the super chats. I do have Luis coming to help with those because they're getting a little overwhelming. I'm going to talk about some more of these releases. Eva Marie, this one wasn't a big surprise. She originally, when she was brought in, creatively, there were not a lot of plans for her to wrestle. They got her in the ring. She did what she did. She got written off by Doudrop, and that's about it. She re-signed like months before they even used her, and they tried to run an act that didn't work last time. It was almost ready to work last time. It just didn't work. Jeet Rama, Wrestled on the November 2nd episode of NXT, lost to Solo Sikoa. I mean, another one that wasn't a big surprise. He didn't pan out for WWE in the 6.5 years that he was there. Their global localization plan did not work. So, unfortunately, he's gone as well. Trey Baxter, the former Blake Christian, signed with WWE just a year ago, wrestled on 205 Live quite a bit. He appeared as one of Sami Zayn's cronies. He'll be right back in GCW. He'll be heavily booked on the indies, and now he'll be a heavily booked indie guy that knows how to work major league television. So he's probably going to get looks by the likes of MLW and Impact Wrestling again. I would imagine he's going to be just fine. Katrina Cortez signed with WWE August 2019. Made appearances on WWE Raw as Catalina and a team with Sin Cara. Now, if you remember that, they were brought up to work with Andrade and Zelina. Sin Cara told me personally that there were never any plans for them as a duo. There were never any major plans for Catalina as an act on the main roster. That's just the nature of the situation. She wrestled in 205 Live last week against Saray. If Zeta Ramir signed with WWE in 2021, this is one I knew she was going to get signed. Bless and rest his soul, Casey Michael spoke highly of AQA outside of WWE. And I like, you knew she was going to get signed. I'm surprised they gave up on her so quick. This is another one that I see AEW being like, you know what? I think we're going to give this a shot. I think we're going to rock with this. We're going to see how this goes. So there's a few talent that I look at and I was like, oh, well, they're going to get signed for other reasons. A big shocker, B-Fab of Hit Row, who signed with WWE 2 years ago. A hot new act. And, you know, her saying Hit Row is an important part of that act. This was the one that shocked me. I heard about this one this afternoon. And the person who told me is like, this one's going to shock you, but B-Fab. And I was like, what? Like, how? Maybe not there in the ring, but not everybody you have needs to be like that star in the ring. Like, you can be an integral part of that act outside of the ring. I don't know what the future will hold for B-Fab. I don't know what she'll want to do. I mean, she looks like a star. I think she's like 5'9". And then when she wears those heels well over 6 feet, I mean, she, from what I understand, did really, really good in her tryout each time that she did one, and they signed her to a developmental deal. As far as like developing in the ring, I can't speak to that because I didn't see a lot of that. I didn't see her wrestle a ton, but a lot of it depends on like where these people want to go afterwards. We have a bunch of super chats. Thank you to Luis for stepping in. Mike Straw says, what sucks is ROH isn't going to be an option. Yes, that does suck. That sucks big time because ROH was going to be a real option for a lot of people. Reality Austin says, thanks for keeping us updated today. So sad. This sucks, but I mean, that's what we're here for. Sheila said, I'm excited for promotion signing these guys and girls, but I really hope this is not a quarterly or yearly WWE thing. It sucks every single time. It's going to be a more regular thing. I was told earlier. I was told earlier this year that it was going to happen more regularly. And now you all have to understand, what does more regularly mean? Well, last year, a lot of people were saying, oh, well, this happens every year. No, it didn't happen every year. For like 4 or 5 years, it didn't happen at all. They didn't release people, like really at all, but definitely not mass releases because the company was in talent hoarding mode. They wanted to keep everybody. They didn't want the Ring of Honors to emerge. They didn't want New Japan to emerge. They didn't want an AEW to perform. They signed as many people as they possibly can. What we've seen out of the last 21 months since April 2020 is WWE bloodletting a blister that they created. They created this bubble of talent in which they had. And then when it got to be too much, they let a ton go. Kieran George says a virtual basement's upcoming wrestling game roster may have gotten bigger. Paul said, how many of these releases wanted it? I know Grand Metalik did. I don't know about any others yet. Victor says, with all these releases, is WWE selling? I think eventually I think within the next few years they'll sell, but that's a hunch, not a guarantee or anything like that. Chris Levi says, hate it for talent. I mean, WWE, ever since the pandemic started, every few months, talent's released. ROH just released all of their roster. What's happening? It's like AEW, Impact, New Japan are the only major companies afloat. MLW is doing some stuff too. There needs to be a company, like, there needs to be something in between what Impact is and what AEW is. And MLW isn't that. MLW is sort of like around what Impact is, but it's not great pay, irregular taping schedule, maybe once every month, once every 2 months. ROH was needed. You needed an ROH. And let me tell you, WOW Women of Wrestling ain't that, my friends. JJ says, New Japan got to get real about being number three in the U.S., I sure would hope so. If I'm New Japan, I look at this and I say, all right, let's do it. Let's invest in this. Let's work side by side with AEW. Somebody says NWA maybe. Fat chance, buddy. Luke Jagger says, heard anything about 2K scrambling? Not yet. I'm going to ask about it, though. Lake says, hypothetically speaking, if you can take one person released today, who would you debut on AEW Friday? Ember Moon. Ember Moon, Keith Lee, neck and neck. Right there. I think that those are people who can compete at the upper to main event level immediately. Immediately. Oney Lorcan has been released. He is one that I believe he knew it was coming. He released a video. He had asked for his release at one point, but former NXT tag team champion, he's gonna work wherever the hell he wants to work. You want to talk about somebody with connections? Everybody loves Biff Busick. He got over typing in all caps. He is going to be just fine. He is at the top of the list of people who I expect to see booked in, like, very, very immediately. Jesse Kamea signed with WWE a few years ago. They never really did much with her. That is one of those people who you would always hear was at the Performance Center. They'd work to find stuff for her. She is at, I think, 33 years. I think she just turned 33. She was a Performance Center project. She was trained straight up by Sara Del Rey, but she was a volleyball player. She was a very athletic girl. I think 5'9", 5'10", but just didn't work out for her. Didn't work out for her. They couldn't ever find really much for her. We also have, Frankie Monet, the former Taya Valkyrie. Again, she's going to be fine. She used to appear in BTE all the time, doing like Jurassic Express bits, Impact Wrestling. You know, if you want to bring back somebody for Mickey James to face, there's Taya Valkyrie. She would fit in right there. You bring her back, and that is a major shot in the arm for your Knockouts division. If you're AEW, you bring in a known main event level female talent, and that's a good thing. You want to stack those rosters. You want to stack that as much as you possibly can. Oh, man. Who else do we got? Harry Smith Jr. Boy. Come on now. Yeah, hired the guy. Like March or April, I believe it was. Here's how I know he got signed back then. I hit him up and I was like, hey, do you want to do an interview? And I didn't hear back from him. Usually, if I don't hear back from somebody who's not signed, that means they've signed somewhere. usually about 99% of the time. And there he was. And I got the, sorry, couldn't say anything. Came back jacked. Boy, was he yoked. New Japan USA, sign him up. Sign him up. Going to get back into some super chats, guys. Feel free to send them along. My God. We've got NXT releases. Barely Mortal says, this is garbage. Most of these people lost their jobs before Christmas. People saying so and so should have been gone. Nobody deserves this. The WWE people will get paid through Christmas. The NXT people, unfortunately, will not. Van Twinblade says, Taya just got here and they can her. Head to desk. Yeah, I don't like that either. I think she should have immediately been sent to Raw or SmackDown. I don't care about whatever age decree you have. She is a star. Utilize her. KE775 says, so this was the middle finger to Triple H. Some of his guys he built NXT around, Lee, Cole, and Cross, are gone. WWE fired a bunch of Stephanie's team this week from the office, too. I mean, that's a thing that happened. Alicia said, imagine Thunder Rosa versus Ember Moon. Hump emojis. Oh, yeah. That will be good. They got to sign Ember Moon. Alicia said, saw Mia Yim's tweet about 90 days. Is that standard? Standard for main roster people, 30 days for NXT people. Now, I need to specify. There were two emails sent, one of which had the NXT names. This had B-Fab, Scarlett, Zeta Ramir, Trey Baxter, Oni Lorcan, Jeet Rama, Katrina Cortez, Jesse Kamea, Ember Moon, Frankie Monet. That would indicate that those people were on NXT deals, even though B-Fab had been brought up. That would indicate. I can't guarantee it. The rest of them, I assume, were on main roster deals, and they have 90 days. All depends on the deals that you got. Van Twinblade said, it's going to be tense. I'll be at Rampage tomorrow. I think it'll be a good environment. I think you'll enjoy it there. Mark Mahi says, I'd love to see every promotion outside of WWE join forces to smash the forbidden door and show all wrestlers WWE is no longer the biggest company. Well, if you look at it, they kind of have now. GCW working with Ring of Honor, Ring of Honor going away, Impact working with New Japan, Impact working with AEW, Impact working with AAA, AAA working with a bunch of them. Everybody is it just we lack that ROH to AEW thing, and that's gone now. There's no need. Ian Wagner says, know anything about Elias's status in WWE? Nope. Nope. It was indicated to me like a month ago that whatever they were going to bring him back with was going to be stupid. And then the vignette stopped. So I don't know if that's still like in the works, but it was very like hinted at me like, oh, this is going to be stupid. Wait till you see it. If this is your first time here, guys, we do post shows after Monday Night Raw, NXT, AEW Dynamite, SmackDown, Rampage, and pay-per-views. I hope you all will consider subscribing. It would mean a lot. We also have FightfulSelect.com. Just to clarify, we will never put a story like this person is fired or released on the paywall in Fightful Select. However, we will work to gain supplemental information on these and maybe creative plans or lack thereof and put them on Fightful Select. That's the most direct way to support us. I appreciate you all regardless. Brendan says, what is the criteria for a wrestler to be released? Salary, creative plans, age, a lot of things. Like sometimes completely separate of any of those. They cut Aleister Black in the middle of a program. Bezos says, we were so robbed of an Ember Sasha match. We never got that, did we? Oh man, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. Penn and Heck Studios says, Adam Cole as Keith Lee's manager in AEW. Anyone? Anyone? Oh man. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Shauna says, I find it in poor taste they release talent and announce how much money they make. I'm not a fan of it either. Aaron Ramon says, my first live match was Keith Lee versus Kona Reeves in a tape match before TakeOver 25. Oni was on the main card for the show and killed it in that ladder match. So those two releases hit me hard. You know, I'm glad you mentioned Kona Reeves. He has not gotten any love since he got released. I don't think he's wrestled anywhere. He is a guy that got constant compliments from guest coaches that I would talk to. I'd find out guest coaches were at the Performance Center. I'd hit him up. I'd say, who impressed you? And like three of them said Kona Reeves. They said he's got an insane motor and he's got really good instincts. So glad you even mentioned his name there as well. But I hope to see him around as well. Keith Lee's going to be just fine. But yes, they need to do a Being the Elite skit of Adam Cole managing Keith Lee for sure. Rabbi Joe 316 says, it'll be continued to be screamed from the mountaintops. Imagine running a wrestling company, having access to Keith Lee and wasting it. Setting a winning lotto ticket on fire makes more sense. Well, I mean, they set their actual wrestlers on fire. They set The Fiend on fire, and he was like a merchandise lottery ticket. So Mark says, I try to not get involved in wrestling tribalism, but I'm finding it hard to justify why I would support a company that keeps doing this. Now, I get it. There's a lot of people that say, oh, well, AEW releases people too. They've released some problematic people, but I had one person in NXT straight up tell me that they liked the way that AEW parts ways with people because they let their contracts expire. Who knows if they're paid or not during that period, but they let their contracts expire, and that person said it lets them keep their dignity in that sense. You didn't hear a lot about Awesome Kong and Melanie hitting the bricks. They didn't make a big deal about Ivelisse and Danny Limelight when they could have made a big deal about it. Zeke Jackson says, watching Fightful from here on out, no WWE for me. Hey, watch whatever you want. I encourage you. Watch and support what you want and enjoy what you want. JJ says, Keith, Ember, B-Fab blew me away. Hit Row isn't even Hit Row now. It felt like Order 66 on anyone from Triple H's NXT. It seemed concentrated. I'll just say that. It seemed concentrated. Jake says, thank you for your work. You're greatly appreciated. Incredibly sad news, but your truth is so important in these times of lies and bullshit. Hey, guys, I realized very early on that if you make stuff up in wrestling, especially these days where a wrestler can just click, 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 tweet and debunk something, you ain't going to be around long. So we have no benefit of making stuff up, and I hope you guys trust us in that regard, but today does suck. Lawn Dart says, where the hell is Samoa Joe? Not cleared. More about Keith Lee. Merrick says, Keith Lee, Mia Yim, and Ember were big surprises, but I was floored seeing Nia get cut. Never thought she'd be cut due to her relation to The Rock. Well, I mean, that's not saved others in the past. Being related to somebody else has not saved people in the past. So, yeah. JW Pringle says, do you think WWE understands they failed Cross and Keith Lee and not the other way around? Not just those two, but they are the ones that stand out on me. Thanks for doing this. Not the hard, not fun work, SRS. No, I don't think that they realize that they failed those people because based on my conversations that I had with people before I released that story on Bray Wyatt on FightfulSelect.com about Vince McMahon not liking him, they really thought there were people in WWE that were really trying to put forth like, oh, well, this was difficult. That was difficult. This. Weight issues, etc. Man, you want to tell me there were big weight issues with Bray Wyatt when people thought he was fucking Bo Dallas underneath that Fiend suit for like 2 weeks? Come on, you're not going to get me to buy that one. I'm not going to be sold on that. So when you come up and you take away everything from Karrion Kross that made people intrigued by him, and hey, that Adam Cole promo on him was ether, but there was some truth to it. The entrance, the girl, the smoke, the music, and you take it all away from him. Come on. But you also don't let him do what he can do in the ring to get himself over? Come the hell on. Chris Welch says, does the way Cross departed Impact limit his options now, or should they bury the hatchet? I feel like a lot of those issues were with Don Callis and he's gone. So, I mean, I'm sure not all of them were, but some of them were. Daniel says, Sean, this is insane. I wish talent all the best, as do I, my friend. Randall said, who do you think would be beneficial for MLW to sign? Zeta Ramirez, I think they should use her. I think they should use Metalik and Lince Dorado. Trey Baxter. B-Fab is one that if she wants to show what she can do, like, kind of like a Jacob Fatu or a Mads Kruger or an EJ Nduka that we didn't get to see a lot of in the ring, but we heard a lot about. I think she would be a really good one. Yeah, I think those would be good options. Harry Smith Jr. obviously would be a good one. Moxie says, all the hype for Bearcat Lee, what a waste. Well, they didn't hype him up that much. That was weird. Bryant Heath says, hope everyone comes out on the other side super successful. Love you guys at FIFO. Well, we love all of you. This is almost like group therapy, guys. I hate reporting this. I hate talking about it, but I'm glad you all are here, and I'm glad we've cultivated an environment of nice audience members who aren't tap dancing on the grave of a lot of these people. Because they're people, man. You can think of what you want of their work. They're people, they're human beings, and most of them are good people. I love me some soda. Sova says, confused about Oni. In his video, he said he had a 90-day. I'll work to find out what's up with that. Some of them don't. Gerardo says, I can't imagine that releasing people that are beloved in the locker room is going unnoticed. Ember, Ruby, Biff. Oh, it's not. Oh, it isn't. Man, the Ruby one hit people hard. The Ruby one had people crying. Bad Keith Gaming says, what are your thoughts about the Women's Royal Rumble match? Now, they'll fill it out with NXT talent. They'll continue to do that. If they take that away now, how stupid would that be? Declan says, I know they're still employed, so it's not as bad, but the 2K people may want to put their head through a wall at this point. A major source of frustration, from what I understand. And that will be covered. I'll be talking about that and getting more on that on FightfulSelect.com. Hope you guys subscribe. I've also got a very interesting piece of news that is quite the contrary of this going up tomorrow afternoon. It's just, man, there's just so much. And of course, we're going to have more news about creative plans for these people or lack thereof on FightfulSelect.com this weekend. It just sucks. Sean Blanford says, just saw Denise's tweet of all the pandemic releases, seeing how massive that list shows the massive difference between how WWE and ROH treated their talent during the pandemic. I'm going to pull up Denise's tweet. See what she cooked up there. Woof. Jesus. I mean, we're talking, it's well over 100 now. Like, it's just unreal. Unreal. Replacement Sports Network says 17 releases, but they want to say budget cut when they profited $256 million. This is fishy. Those 17 contracts weren't over $256 million, obviously. But I mean, this is the nature. This is why Nick Khan was brought in. This is why he was brought in to cut costs and make things more efficient for them. It's just like, why I have all these people in the draft? JJ said, Triple H is no saint, but he got these wrestlers, man. He is a lot more wrestler friendly than a lot of people are. That much I assure you. Donald says, would love to see Triple H, Michaels, and Road Dogg come together, get an investor to buy ROH and restart it. I would not be surprised if Triple H hits the bricks eventually. I really wouldn't. If you would have told me that 2 years ago, I would have been like, no, not a chance. But damn. Danny Valentin says, AEW booking idea, open invitation, battle royal with released WWE wrestlers and ROH roster at a chance of a contract. Danny, that's in bad taste, buddy. I got you a dollar. I don't like that at all. Connor says, you can always support the talent without supporting the company. I love a ton of wrestlers. Haven't watched since they threw away Kofi's reign. Understandable. Barely Mortal says that Vince is so out of touch. It's a waste to see these guys. And for F's sake, stop hating on Dana Brooke. Yeah, guys, if you're one of those people saying, oh, these people got cut, but this person didn't, go fuck right off, man. Like, that is such a dog shit thing to do. Stuplexer says, I stopped watching WWE because of the Saudi contract and shady business dealings. Mass cuts make me know I made the right call. AEW makes me not miss it at all. Lee, Ember, Cross, and Scarlett are a must. Tremaine says, I want to thank all these WWE superstars for entertaining us week in, week out. And I'm hoping And I am hoping and excited for their future opportunities. Well, the sad reality is a lot of these people did not get to entertain us week in and week out. They weren't on the show week in and week out. Sucks. Really sucks. Gerardo says, Sean, how much of Up, Up, Down, Down does WWE own? Creed has lost a ton of friends recently. I'll have a story on that next week. But they own it all. They pay those people now. Kate says this really highlighted the poor NXT handoff. Yes, it did. Like, it's one thing to rebrand. It's one thing to just completely just like, you know what? We don't need any of those people that were there. Jesus, man. Like Bronson Reed, Keith Lee, Karrion Kross. These were integral figures. Fantasma says B-Fab got called up with a hot stable and released a few weeks later. WTF. I think there's more than meets the eye with some of these. I just don't know if she's one of them. Stuzo says, imagine releasing someone's wife when you know their husband is across the world. Yeah, there were a lot of people that found out before he did, and that sucks. Tom Carina says, is anyone throwing around the rumor of a sale again with these latest round of cuts? The rumor of a sale has never went away. It's been there. MLW talked about it on their show. They did the new show with Raj and Dave Meltzer and a few others. Emilio Sparks and Andreas Hale. And they I think they spoke about it a few weeks ago. L Milkman says, this is crazy. At least a lot of these people are good enough to get work elsewhere. Hope they all end up somewhere they can be happy, as do I. I hope for great success and happiness for all of them. Drew says, now Jax is the biggest shock, but B-Fab makes me angry. Can't believe they did this to her and hit Roe as they just called them up. Love you and the Fightful team. Oh, we love you, but the Nia one was shocking to me in that regard. From an upside standpoint, B-Fab is the shocker to me because she is a part of that act. And whether or not she's in the ring all the time or ever, she's still an important part of that act. It's about the presentation. Gerardo says, are the Briscoes still toxic? Jay's been good for a while now. I mean, they haven't done anything that I have heard of late, and I believe everyone can grow and get better. Shauna says, I don't get how many of these people were over in NXT, were slam dunks, and they fail to book them well on the main roster, SMH. It seems like a concentrated effort to me at this point. And I used to think, surely not, surely not, surely not. Then the more writers I talk to, it's like, well, Vince just didn't like Bray Wyatt, a known moneymaker, a money printing machine. We got the full story on FightfulSelect.com if you all want to subscribe there and read about that. When I asked people about the Bray Wyatt thing, the specific quote I was given in that story was, if he's a budget cut, what are we? If he, a known moneymaker, licensed to print money merchandise, is a budget cut, what are we? And that was a heartbreaking thing to hear somebody say. Alec, thank you for the donation. We don't want to speculate on anybody getting released, but I haven't heard of any more of late over the last several minutes. Bezos says, at this point, TK22 won't come out till Christmas next year. Always getting reset, man. Antoine Fair says, shady business practices seems like normal business practices of a cooperative entity. I hate it, but WWE is the devil. Narrative is a bit much. Listen, Antoine, I appreciate the super chat. If you're going to come here on the day, another day, they're announcing these massive, massive profits, and you're going to tell me this, just go somewhere else. How many people did ROH fire during the pandemic before this? They didn't. Now, yeah, there's plenty of reason to criticize them. How many people did AEW fire during the pandemic throughout this? How many people did New Japan fire during the pandemic throughout this? Come on. Cut the shit, man. Shaddy says, MLW needs to make Fatu versus Keith Lee happen, please. Oh, I would love that. I would really, really love that. Bryant says, these people carried NXT during the pandemic. And Tremaine says, can't wait for the Terror Rising debut for AEW. Sorry, just wanted to add some light to this. I'm serious. It would not surprise me to see Triple H leave WWE eventually. It would not at this point. Do I think it's likely? Well, I wouldn't go this far. But as far as everything that's happened, I would love to know seriously how much of this was his vision and how, like, he can't be happy about it. Mark says, do you know if there's truth to any rumors that B-Fab only signed a new deal last week? Nope, I don't know yet. I'll find out, though. But yeah, it sucks. Sucks. Looking to pick up a piece of info that I just got. Apologies, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man. Wild. Wild, sucky day. Dark Saturday says, the release of B-Fab doesn't bode well for Hit Row. AEW certainly has this problem with representation, but her release speaks volumes for WWE, in my opinion. I mean, WWE has done, I think, exceptionally well with representation. I think they've done a great job. There's a lot of things you can criticize WWE for, but current representation isn't one of them. Representation for the first 50, 60 years of the company? Oh, you sure can. Connor says, I'd love to see Nia come into Impact as a lone wolf monster type. I know she gets a lot of crap, but she's talented. Grace versus Nia would be lit. I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't count on it. Spoofy says, we'll be buying some more Fightful and WrestleTalk merch to support the parts of wrestling I still have hope for. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Metalhead Maniac Sledge. Oh, man, Sledge. ROH's Sledge. Man, says, love you, man. Keep doing your thing. Well, that means a lot. Obviously, hate to hear the ROH news, Sledge, but Sledge is one of those guys that had a very positive experience with ROH during the pandemic, and he's going to find some work as well. That much I assure you. He's a very charismatic fella, but great to see him popping in here. Go check him out, guys. AEW Mark says, how come they let them work tomorrow? They don't just let them work tomorrow, not 90 days. It's just a 90-day no-compete. They get paid during that period. A lot of people are like shitting on the non-compete. You could probably get out of that non-compete if you really wanted it. Chelsea Green asked out of hers early. They were going to let her out as soon as she wanted. It's going to be tough for them to say, budget cuts, but no, we aren't going to let you out of your 90 days. But a lot of people like to get paid that WWE salary for that period. Heather said, if this is what WWE does with record profits, what will they do if profits drop? TL Hopper, the goon, the stalker. Kelly says, after looking at Denise's list, I feel like they're really trying to push out Triple H. And they pushed out Shane like twice, so I wouldn't doubt them to do that. Injection says, what would you do if you were Triple H? I'd leave, to be honest. I'd respectfully leave, probably. I'd respectfully leave. He's made for life. He's got fuck you money at this point. He can do what he wants, but I will always say this. Not only do I not understand the motivations of a millionaire, I don't understand the motivations of anybody else. I don't know what anybody else wants to do. Brayden says, man, what a bad day. I know it was, I read that one. Apologies, Brayden. Aaron says, every time they do this releases, or they do these releases. It confirms WWE hates that they're a wrestling company. Well, we did a news show yesterday with Sugar Dunkerton, Shug D, Pineapple Pete. And he said the last time he did extra work, they said, "We are not a wrestling company. We are a company that happens to have a wrestling ring on our set." Alexander says, "I wonder what Danny Burch is going to do now that his tag team partner is gone." I think that they're going to... sorry, I just got a... just got a very important message that I'm going to have to get back to. But yes, sorry about that. I lost my train of thought. That was a very important message that just came through. Probable Cause says B-Fab didn't even get a chance. It's like taking Lauryn Hill from the Fugees and Hit Row. How the company, how is the company, I'm sorry, I can't decipher that, but can't make Ember Moon and Keith Lee work. That is one. It's like you don't have to put in that much work to make these people look great. It's not a bad message that I got, guys. It's not a bad message, and it's not about releases or anything. Sorry to alarm you guys. Something completely related, but it was a very positive one. But yeah, if you can't find something for them, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing there. The Dark Saturday says the release of B-Fab doesn't bode well for Hit Row. AEW certainly has its problems. I already read that one. Connor Salina says if WWE doesn't want to respect fans, fine. The least they can do is respect the people that work for them. Can't stand the decision makers for them. And that's certainly understandable as well. Guys, we're going to wrap up this show right now. So please halt your super chats. If you want to support us, you can subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I do a Q&A show there every week. I do an exclusive news show there every week. We've got a show every day there. We've got breaking news there every day. And, of course, we will have more on the hows, whys of the releases. But we're going to cut off the super chats at this moment. And if you guys want, you can tune in tomorrow, post-SmackDown, post-AEW for that as well. WH says, just about to cancel my network subscription, so may as well use some of my free cash to support somewhere that better deserves it. Appreciate you, Sean. I appreciate you. I really do. Damian Frazier says, Hunter won't turn up to AEW for sure after his pissant company quip to Billy Gunn at the Hall of Fame a couple years back. Oh, come on. Get out of here. Get out of here, man. Eric Bischoff showed up on WWE TV. If he wants to, if Triple H wants, I'm not saying it's going to happen. If Triple H wants to do anything with AEW, I'm sure he's going to do it. And I'm sure they'd love to have him. He's a brilliant mind. Brian says, how can WWE build a new era when you don't have fresh new faces, but old talent, anyone new, and Vince cuts them? So I don't agree with that. You do have a lot of great talent. You do have the Braun Breakers of the world. You have a lot of fresh talent. It's they've talent hoarded so much. It feels like they've cut everybody. Flame Inc., thank you for the donation. We're not going to celebrate somebody's super chat by reading it off or celebrate somebody's cut. Torch Crawler says non-competes are probably a godsend to non-US talent. Yes. That's why you didn't necessarily see the Jonah Reeds, the Buddy Murphys, the Iconics like aching to get in the ring. They had visa shit to sort out. Dennis says, it's so weird that they keep dropping wrestling talent when they don't have the rest writing talent to maximize what they have. I agree with that. I agree with that very, very much. Nate says, thanks for your coverage, Sean. Usually envy your job, but not at all on these days. I'm sorry I'm stuttering, guys. It's a rough one. It is. Can't believe they dropped the ball with so many incredible talents. You'll never hear me complain about my job except for days like this. This sucks. Otherwise, I'd rather cover wrestling than anything else. Lorenzo says, are Asuka and John Morrison still under contract? Yes, they are. John Morrison is overseas right now. Ash says, damn, being Indian, I was happily celebrating Diwali when I heard my phone, saw the title, heard Keith Lee and others got very saddened. Don't feel happy celebrating as much, but I will for them. Well, I hope you still manage to have a good one. I really do, Ash. And Daniel R. says, I hope a company takes ROH's place in terms of prestige. I hope all wrestlers get their jobs and are happy wherever they are, but Keith Lee to AEW. Guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. I know these shows suck. They really do. It's sucky days to cover. I want to send my love, and I hope you guys send your love to all the people that got released and cut. But this ain't fun. And you hope that everybody, you hope everybody finds their way and lands on their feet. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It means the world to me. You can subscribe to FightfulSelect.com if you want more news, because we're getting right to work on it, my friends. Until next time, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.